This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. President Bush delivered his budget to Congress today. His $2.57 trillion plan would eliminate or reduce spending on dozens of government programs, including education, farm subsidies, and health care for veterans and the poor. The president's spending plan projects that the deficit will grow to a record $427 billion this year and gradually decline to about half that amount by 2010. Steve Inskeep spoke with Robert Reichauer, a former director of the Congressional Budget Office, about what's in the budget and what's not.
Mr. Reichauer, the president is putting out his budget today. There are, however, some items that are not necessarily part of that formal budget process but are very expensive. Let's start with the cost of the war in Iraq. How is it being paid for exactly?
Well, it's being paid for the way every marginal expenditure is, through increased borrowing. We have not always included it in the budget because it's highly uncertain, the cost, and the administration has generally come forward with what are called supplemental requests, which are additional requests to the Congress to provide some money.
The war in Iraq is not formally part of the budget that's being submitted here. Does it end up counting against the deficit?
The normal costs of operation will be part of the regular budget. The unpredictable ups and downs that are associated with the additional activity there will be transmitted to the Congress piecemeal.
President Bush wants to change Social Security. There are costs estimated at $2 trillion, perhaps, that are associated with that. How are big-ticket items like that accounted for in a budget proposal like this?
The administration has been putting forward budgets that only look out 5 years. And the extension of the tax cuts are beyond that window. And so the president will certainly speak about his desire to extend the tax cuts, but they won't necessarily be part of the numbers that everybody focuses on. With respect to Social Security, we're in much the same situation.
How does Congress responsibly make a budget when these three huge ticket items, Iraq, Social Security, tax cuts, are uncertain?
Our budgeting is a myopic process. We look at the expenses and the needs and the revenues for the next year and maybe 1 or 2 years thereafter. There's a reluctance on the part of the Congress and on the part of the administration, not just this administration, to look very far into the future because the outlook isn't particularly pretty.
As the president submits a budget today, he's under pressure to hold down spending. The deficit is huge. What are some of the techniques that a president can use to make sure that the budget he submits to Congress looks as small as possible?
The president can propose policies and changes that are politically unrealistic.
When the president said in a State of the Union speech, "I want to propose the elimination of 150 government programs," and we have learned from some reporting with White House aides what some of those programs might be, housing, transportation, Amtrak, that sort of thing. How much money is likely to be saved in that way in the end?
Almost always, presidents who propose such terminations get very little success in their proposals. These are entrenched programs. There are interest groups that defend them. And when the curtain comes down at the end of the year, most of them are still there.
What force is there for fiscal discipline at this point?
Concern about the economy and what the large deficits might do to economic growth, to inflation, to interest rates, are what is behind the concern about holding spending down, maybe enhancing revenues.
Is there a ceiling beyond which the deficit just can't grow? The government can't borrow anymore? Or are we nowhere near that?
We have debt relative to the size of our economy at about 38%. A few years ago, it was at 49%. And so we really aren't close to any natural limit. But we are slowly undermining the strength of our economy by continuing large deficits.
Is there anywhere in the federal budget that it's possible to find a large amount of money that is politically cuttable?
Basically, no, or we would have done it.
Robert Reichauer is president of the Urban Institute and a former director of the Congressional Budget Office. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.